follows immediately. 10 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC New York, 880 on your dial. Columbia brings you Romance. Tonight, the legend of an empress, Elizabeth of Austria. And here is Frank Gallup to set the stage for tonight's tale of romance.
Good evening. This is Frank Gallup, your host for the evening, to guide you through the pages of the great love stories of all time. The tender love stories of today, the memorable love stories of the past. Tonight, I bring you Elizabeth of Austria, a legend of royalty, especially written for radio by Gene Holloway, and starring Alice Frost. Many lovely legends have been woven about the brilliant and beautiful Elizabeth, who was Empress of Austria and Queen of Hungary. The one we are here tonight begins in Vienna. Not the gay, carefree Vienna of bygone days, but the cruel, grim Vienna of the present. It is New Year's Eve, 1942. A mantle of snow covers the city. And in their graves, under the winter moon, Vienna's dead lie sleeping. But sometimes, from their deep, dreamless sleep, even the dead are rudely awakened.
And for your information, gentlemen, this is the grave of Elizabeth Wittelsbach, consort of Franz Joseph and Empress of Austria, born on Christmas Eve, 1837, died September 10th, 1898. She was considered the most beautiful woman of her day. Further on, we have the grave of another.
Who's there? Who has awakened me? Strange, I could have sworn someone called. Who's there? This is Elizabeth. Can't be Austria wanting me again. I've given all my years to Austria. I no longer have anything to give. She had my heart, my dreams, my whole life long ago. If it isn't Austria, then why have I been awakened? What night is this? I've heard those bells before. I've seen those stars. Of course. This is the night Franzi asked me to marry him. Those are the very bells that rang that night. That's the same moonlight that fell across my heart. I should hear the sleigh bells soon. Carl will be driving. He'll sweep up the drive and jump out and smile at me. And it'll be the beginning of the world again. No, what am I saying? Carl is dead. The night is gone. I do hear sleigh bells. Do we live our lives over? Is that what's to happen? But why this night out of all the others? Why the night that I broke my heart? But it is the night. It is Carl. It is the night. It is Carl.
Come along, Cece. Hop in quickly. We'll be late.
Oh, yes, Carl. Yes, of course.
Here we are. Careful now.
Thank you, Carl.
You're looking very beautiful tonight. You'll be the belle of the ball.
Thank you, Cousin Carl. It's my first ball, you know. I'd like to be the belle.
Cece.
Carl, I don't think you should call me Cece anymore. That was all right when we were children, but I'm not a child anymore.
Does that make you happy? Not to be a child anymore?
Oh, yes. Now I can wear beautiful dresses and jewels and have my hair up and go to balls and have thousands of suitors.
That's just about what I expected.
Why are we stopping?
Cece, there's something I must tell you. Will you listen very carefully?
Oh, yes, Carl, of course.
Tonight my brother, Franz Joseph, is going to ask you to marry him.
Franzi? Ask me to marry him? Oh, but that's not possible. Why, I've hardly seen him. He only arrived here 2 days ago. Carl, are you sure? What shall I say? What shall I do?
Royal flowers at the cotillions, Mike. If you accept, you pledge yourself to him.
Carl, what do you want me to do?
Whatever will make you happy.
I don't know what will make me happy.
Oh, Sissy, if you were older, if I knew what to say to you.
The Emperor of Austria. And he wants to marry me. Can you imagine me? Carl, isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting, Carl?
Yes, Cece, of course it is. Well, we must be getting on. You have an appointment with an emperor.
Mama, the Emperor's cotillion is next. What should I do if he asks me?
You will accept, naturally.
But, Mother, I like Carl better than Francie. Really, I do.
Elizabeth, you naturally prefer Francie. Francie is Emperor of Austria. Here comes the Emperor. Stand straight, Elizabeth.
Oh, Mama.
Will you do me the honor, Cousin Elizabeth?
Oh, Francie, I...
Take Francie's arm, Elizabeth.
It is my honor, Your Majesty. Why are you standing out here by yourself, Carl? This was our dance.
Oh, I just wanted to think a little. We were all children here together, and there was always something magic about this place. But tonight, suddenly everyone has grown up. It isn't magic anymore.
Your cheeks are red. Have you been crying?
Oh, it's just the snow. It was snowing a while ago.
I thought I wanted to grow up, but I don't after all. I'm not ready yet. I want to go back. Oh, Carl, show me the way to go back.
There isn't any way back now, Cece. We have lost it. You're a woman and pledged to an emperor. And I'm his brother. Good night, Cece. I must be getting back. The emperor will escort you home.
Carl! Oh, Carl, don't go. I'll be so lonely without you. Carl! Carl!
Good night, Cece. Goodbye.
Carl! Carl, don't go! Carl!
Where are you going?
I thought I might take a ride, Francie.
But you must receive people this afternoon. You're an empress now, you know. You have certain duties.
But I received people this morning, and yesterday afternoon, and yesterday morning, and the day before that.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but I must insist.
Franz, where are you going?
I have to go to Munich for the week.
Couldn't I go with you?
I'm afraid not. Your place is here in my absence. And, your condition, it is not wise for you to travel.
Your Majesty, you have a fine baby.
Francie, why am I not permitted to take care of my own children?
I'm sorry, darling, but it seemed wiser for my mother to take care of them. You see, dear, she's a little more experienced in such matters.
But, Francie...
You'll see this differently, Elizabeth, when you think about it.
Must receive people.
We'll ride only once a week.
You're an empress now. Conduct yourself as one.
Don't talk so loudly.
Don't run through the halls.
Don't wiggle around like that.
Don't laugh so much.
Don't cry so much.
Don't ask for your children.
Don't.
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 I can't stand it any longer. I can't stand it. I tell you, I can't stand anymore, Father. For 4 years now, I've been almost a prisoner here.
You haven't been a prisoner, Cece. You've been an empress.
Father, there's something I must tell you. I don't love Francie anymore. Perhaps I never did love him.
I do not think you mean that.
I do mean it. I'm in love with someone else. Father, I don't know what to do. I'm so in love with someone else. Carl. Carl, darling, I hoped you'd be here waiting for me. I came as soon as I could get away.
I've been waiting for hours. I was afraid you might come early and I would miss you. Here, give me your hand and we'll walk down beside the river.
You haven't kissed me.
Oh, my darling. You're so beautiful. So very beautiful.
You do love me, don't you, Carl? Say you love me.
I love you, Cece.
Say it again.
I love you. Love you. Love you. Oh, what good are words. We don't need words, not us.
When I'm lonely, I remember the words. And then I'm not lonely anymore. You see, when I go back there inside those walls, it's like a prison. Nothing outside is real. All I can take inside are the words that you said and the way you looked when you said them. Look, Carl. Sun's going down. Isn't it beautiful? It's like a picture in one of my old fairy tale books. It's funny, isn't it? When I was married, they said I was a fairy tale princess.
You were. You had a gold carriage and 6 white horses. Your dress was moonlight and mist, and there were stars in your hair and dreams in your eyes. I watched you ride by to your wedding. I was in the street. You didn't see me, but I saw you.
But it was not a fairy tale. We did not live happily ever after.
Darling, you're shivering. Here, button your cape around you.
Oh, Carl, I'm frightened. What's to become of us? Do you know the answer?
Yes, I think I do. Would you leave Francie, Cece?
Leave Francie?
Oh, I may be mad, I don't know. But I can't watch you suffer anymore. They're killing you slowly. You could get a divorce.
Leave Austria? Leave my children?
We'll be married in Spain or Paris or Italy. Some place where the sun is warm and the people are gay. And then we'll go around the world to China and the Indies and England and America. Oh. And you shall be my queen and I will be your slave. And you need never be heartsick or lonely again. Will you come, Cece?
I don't know. I must think.
I'm going tonight, with you or without you, Cece. This can't go on. When I kiss you, a crown trembles in the balance. We must set it at rest. Either we must have all or nothing.
You must not go alone. I couldn't face the years without you. If I'd never known love, if I'd never known you, I could see you go. But now, oh no. Carl, I will go with you. I will go with you. Franz, there's no need to keep going over and over it. I'm leaving you. I'm going away with Carl.
You don't know what you're saying.
I do know very well. There's nothing between you and me any longer, Franz. Not even friendship.
And there's no use appealing to you as a husband.
No use at all.
How did I fail you? When did I fail you?
What does it matter how or when it happened? Carl is my only chance for happiness, and I'm taking that chance. There's nothing further to talk about, Franz.
You're mistaken. There's a kingdom to talk about.
It's your kingdom. I've had very little part of it. I'm sure it won't miss me.
How long have you loved Carl?
I think I grew up loving him. I just didn't realize it. You don't know what love is, Franz. Not this kind of love. Every time he leaves me, a little of my heart dies.
What if it does? Is it to be placed above your name, your honor?
It is my name and my honor.
You see, I don't know about love. That's not true, Elizabeth. I knew about love that evening when I offered you the flowers and my heart. And each day that has started with your smile ended with your kiss. know a little more about this.
It was a selfish love. You never shared it with me.
I thought you knew. I have no time to be a lover. I have an empire on my mind. Perhaps I feel you seem a little bit. I'll try to do better. I'll try to be more of a husband.
No, Franz. It's too late. I'm going away with Carl. I'm leaving tonight.
That is your final word?
That is my final word.
Very well. There's nothing more.
I was wondering if you'd come to say goodbye to me.
I have a doctor here. Would you like still empty?
No, Carl will be here soon. It'd be foolish to like him for so short a time. I've been sitting here thinking about the fun we used to have when we were children.
Please, just take off your cape. You're not going anywhere tonight.
Father, please, I don't want to fight you, too.
Will you believe me when I say your happiness is closer to me than my own happiness? Will you believe me when I tell you I would like to say, take this man. Make him your kingdom, if you will. Will you believe that? I've seen a great deal of living, Elizabeth. Bear with me a moment. You are Austria's empress. When you knelt beside Franz in the cathedral, you made an oath. An oath that would bind you. Remember the words? From this day forward. With the taking of that oath, you became part of a throne. You ceased being a personality belonging to yourself. You inscribed your name in history. On the page marked Austria.
Father, listen to me. When I came here, I was a child. I didn't know the meaning of love. I was just 15, and everything was a game. No one said to me, think carefully, Elizabeth. This is for all your life.
None of this can be changed, daughter.
If I sang in the halls, I was chastised publicly. If I smiled at one of the courtiers, it was an occasion for a family consultation. If I enjoyed a riding with any particular riding master, he was dismissed. I tried to lose myself in my children, but they too were taken from me. Slowly I found myself turning to ice, not caring anymore. And then Carl returned.
Whatever Carl has meant to you must be forgotten.
Father, you don't know what you're asking. I hadn't seen him for 4 years. And then one morning, there he was, smiling at me. The heart that I thought was dead was pounding inside me.
Elizabeth, love bought at the cost of a nation's dignity, love that must live in the shadows, is something that falls far short of love.
You're fighting me with words when there are no words. Do you think I can go back to my old life, knowing what I might have had? Do you think I can live and bear that?
My blood runs through your heart. My thoughts gave you birth. I think you can, Elizabeth. You see only two people involved. When really the honor of an empire is threatened, the stability of a throne shaken.
No, that's not true. You're making it more serious than it is.
Elizabeth, do you remember when you were very small, how you used to wear my soldier hat? You would march into my bedroom and look longingly at my sword. And though you tried and tried, it was years before you could lift it. And then one day when you could lift it, I had to tell you that women didn't go to war. And you ran away and cried.
Well?
I was wrong, my dear. There is an hour in every woman's life when she must go to war against herself. There is a sword in front of you again, Sissy. A sword with two names on the hilt. Two names that must stand between you and Carl forever.
Two names.
One is the name of your son, Rudolf.
Rudolf.
Someday Rudolf will rule Austria. He must not be forced to speak of his mother in whispers. Will you give him for heritage the thought that thrones are unimportant compared with personal pleasure?
I can't answer that. You know there's no answer for that. Rudolf must find his own happiness.
You are his mother. You owe it to him to help him find it.
The other name... that sword?
I don't know the other name.
It is the name of the next Empress of Austria who will wear your crown. The empresses who ruled before you gave you a crown you could wear with dignity. You must cherish it and keep it well so that when you pass it on, the next empress will wear it proudly. That is the sword you must raise, Sisi. That is the challenge you must answer. Rudolf and Austria.
Rudolf and Austria. Oh, Karl. Karl, am I never to see him again? Never to know the feeling of his arms strong about me? To feel my heart grow warm at the sight of him?
No, Sisi. Never again. He must be outside now. I'll send him in. Come in, Karl.
Karl. Oh, Karl, hold me close. Karl, there's something I must tell you.
I know. I knew it was only a game we were playing this afternoon. Some dreams are too beautiful ever to come true.
Where will you go?
I don't know. Someplace a long way from here. Someplace I've never been. Where there are no memories.
Yes, you can do that. But I'll have to sit in the garden and walk by the river and live in these rooms. And all the rest of my days will go single file into loneliness.
Don't cry. It's been beautiful. Don't weep for us as though we were dead. I've loved you all my life. Always will. And each morning when you awake, you will know that somewhere I'm thinking of you and sending you my love. And each night as you go to sleep, you can know that somewhere in my dreams, I'm waiting for you. There will be only you for me, now and in whatever times may come. Now, they're waiting for you downstairs. There's a reception. You know it's New Year's Eve.
I've forgotten. I don't really feel up to a reception.
Your father will take you down. I will be on my way. Goodbye, my darling.
Goodbye. Oh, Karl. Karl!
Come, Elizabeth. Here. I will light the lamps now. You will want to straighten your hair.
How will I spend the years? What will I do with them, Father?
They will go faster than you dream, Elizabeth. You will have your children to think of, and Rudolph's life to guide. He'll be falling in love some fine day, too. But you will have to know the right things to say to him.
Given up a great deal for Rudolf tonight. For Rudolf and that next empress. They had better do me proud. Poor father. I've given you a bad time these past few weeks, haven't I?
You'll never know how bad. Unless, God forbid, Rudolf shows you someday.
Rudolf will love wisely and well. He must. He must. Rudolf, your father asked me to speak with you.
All right, Mother. You don't have to tell me what it's about. The trouble with Father is he's forgotten what it's like to be in love.
Rudolf, you must give up this woman.
Mother, can't you understand? It isn't something you can sit down and rationalize. It isn't anything you can change. Oh, you don't understand. You'll never understand. You've never been in love like this.
No, you're right. I'll never understand. I've never been in love like this.
Mother, I love Marie Vitura. I love her more than my life. I never meant to look for love. I never wanted it. But now I cannot live without it.
Rudolf, I must ask you not to see this girl again.
You're a prince of the House of Habsburg. In your hands is the dignity of the entire lineage. There is a price. One has no right to pay for happiness.
Very well, Mother. I will make you a promise. I will see Marie Vitura once more, and then never again.
When will you tell her? When are you seeing her?
Tomorrow night, at Meierling Castle.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth, my dear! Wake up!
Francie, what are you doing up at this hour? Francie, why are you looking like that? Francie, what is it?
Rudolph and that girl. That Marie Vitura.
Yes. Yes?
They've been found dead at Meierling Castle.
Dead? No. Oh, no!
Rather dark in here, Sissy.
Yes, Father, I know. I was sitting here thinking about the night Carl left. I was thinking about the crown and the people and the cities. All my heritage to receive and to pass on. After all, what does it matter that my heart broke so long ago? No one has known or ever will know. What's that?
Those are the church bells, Elizabeth. You've forgotten. It's New Year's Day. It's New Year's.
Must have been the bells that awakened me. It's New Year's night again. Strange how memories can live beyond the grave. How old scars can still throb. Oh, I'm glad I listened to Father that day. I'm glad this is another Happy New Year in Vienna. But I wonder who sits upon my throne tonight. Who wears my crown?
Der Nationalsozialismus kennt keine Kompromisse. Für uns gibt es das Wort überhaupt nicht in der deutschen Sprache. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. Sieg!
Austria, who wears my crown?
This is Frank Gallup, your host for the evening, bringing down the curtain on tonight's performance of Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic stories and plays of all time. The play tonight was Elizabeth of Austria, a legend of royalty written for radio by Gene Holloway. It was directed by Mark Loeb, with script supervision by Albert R. Perkins. The players were Alice Frost as the Empress Elizabeth, with John Moore as Carl, Santos Ortega as Maximilian, and Peter Capel as Franz. The music was conducted by Charles Paul. Next week, at this same hour, we shall bring you another romance. This time, a story of what happened on the most important day in one girl's life. The play called Quiet Wedding. Till then, till curtain time next week, this is your host, Frank Gallup, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Attention coal users. America's fuel shortage is desperate. To keep your family warm this winter, do two things. Conserve coal, and if anthracite is not available immediately, use bituminous coal.
It may be more troublesome, but it's either soft coal or freeze.